You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Immelt explores his time at the helm of one of the world's largest companies, from navigating a post-9/11 world to the 2008 financial crisis and more. Buy your copy today.
The pandemic has raged for a year, vaccine trials contend with approved shots, and Biden signs a $1.9 trillion relief bill. Here's what you should know. Last week marked 1 year since the WHO declared COVID-19 a pandemic, and the seriousness of the situation seemed to crystallize in the national consciousness. In a televised anniversary address last Thursday night, President Biden offered heartening news. His administration is on track to distribute 100 million vaccine shots in his first 60 days and expects to give out 2 million a day going forward. What's more, he said he will direct states to make all adults eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1st. Ongoing vaccine trials must adapt to contend with approved shots. As the vaccine rollout accelerates, drug makers are facing a new dilemma, getting people to sign up for trials for new shots where they might get a placebo instead of the real thing. In response, some are investigating new ways to run trials, like comparing their vaccine against one that's already been authorized. Nevertheless, new shots are getting closer to being approved. And last Thursday, President Biden signed the U.S.'s $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill into law. The aid package will allocate more than $6 billion to food security programs, extend already expanded unemployment assistance, and send $1,400 checks to many Americans as soon as this weekend. This bill is just one of the many ways that this pandemic and our post-pandemic recovery have the potential to fundamentally reshape society. For example, COVID-19 has pushed many American cities to rethink how they use parking spaces. And many parents are coming away from a challenging year of largely remote learning with a keen sense of the structural changes our education system needs. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.